I'm not going to talk until this comes up, where this part that comes up here in just a moment. So let's wait for this. Here it comes.
If that doesn't make you smile, you're not capable of having joy and smiling. Because that makes me smile, and I assume it makes most of us smile. Linus and Lucy, our holiday theme, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, we celebrate it here on the Paul W. Smith Focus Show. See how I hit those points each time? I love that. It's like when we were disc jockeys. Disc jockeys. Well, I see it still has a funny echo in the system that they said my brain would get used to.
That's how you know you're home.
Rather than them get... See, you don't have an echo when you talk to me, but there's the echo. Well, it was a very... I'll start with the good news. A fabulous Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great one. I hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you. And we had great food at Jessica Smith Burns and Scott at their house, and everybody was there. I can't name everybody because there were too many of us. But we had great food, and we topped it all off with those great Grand Traverse Pie Company pies. Apple, cherry, and pecan. Doesn't get any better than that. And so it was spectacular. There's still food left. In fact, you might be finishing your last great cold turkey sandwich.
And Paul, today is a very exciting day because you think that our program director, Ann Thomas, is getting an award, but she's not. You're getting an award today.
What?
Yep. Surprise!
No, come on.
No, nope, you're getting an award whether you like it or not.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah. It should be getting here any second.
Am I being kicked off the... Oh, my God. Mayor Mike Duggan, soon to be governor. Mike Duggan. Oh. Should I kiss him on this side? Is that better for you? There. He doesn't want to kiss like that.
Yeah, Paul can't come to the microphone right now. I'm going to let you do the honors once you're done with pictures, Paul, to let everybody know what's happening in here.
Oh, my God.
But it's a very exciting day here at WJR.
Oh, my God.
The studio is full of people, including one Mayor Mike Duggan.
You look great, by the way. How's it going?
Looks like Paul is...
How's it going? How's the effort to be our next governor? I know you're still doing a great job as our mayor, and we couldn't be more excited for you. And I cannot believe I bought this hook, line, and sinker. Where is Steve Finitieri?
Steve was behind all this.
He's here in the control room. Steve, they're calling you into the studio.
What a great actor he is.
So we should tell people that I have just presented Paul W. Smith with the key to the city, which is the highest honor a city can give any individual. The history of this is that in the Middle Ages, there literally, people lived behind walls, and there literally was a key to the city. And only the most trusted residents would have that key. And so the tradition is carried on. But Paul W., the one piece of advice I've been given throughout my career is, never follow a legend. It always fails. When you came in 1996 following J.P. McCarthy, and they said, who's this new guy? It was remarkable. And you accomplished the rarest of all things. A legend followed a legend. 30 years here. You're such a big part of this community. The $4 million you raised for the children of the Police Athletic League through your annual golf outings, your Michigan of the
Year
actually
awards. Turned out to be closer to $10 million net dollars for those children's charities, meaning that's the amount of money they really got, not toward expenses or anything else. But thank you for bringing that up and mentioning it.
The Radio Hall of Fame, you're a Monroe kid who Michigan grad. We're glad to have you here, and I just wanted to present this award and this is my last month in the job. I get to just do the things I want to do. And this is the first thing I wanted to do was bring this award to you.
Oh, my God. Mr. Mayor, I feel like crying, but I feel I must keep it together here because I have to say to you, it's going to be very hard not having Mike Duggan as mayor of the city of Detroit. I don't doubt that our next mayor, that she's going to be great, and we're going to try to help her. But what you've done in your several terms is in the history books of being the most incredible turnaround of a city anywhere, anytime. And I want to thank you for all of the good things you've done. And I've known you a long time. We painted schools together. Right. We did, I mean, 1990s. well before you were mayor, because I was here back and forth. And you've just done an incredible job for all the people within the sound of my voice and then some. And I can only hope for you the best of luck in your next endeavor.
Well, I just came down Grand Boulevard from another announcement. We kicked off the development of the Packard plant site, which, as you know, has been closed since 1956. But we just had the developers come in. They're going to build a 300-employee factory. They're going to have an Albert Kahn legacy space. They're going to have an indoor skate park, an electronic music museum. Mark Bennett and I'm going to say his name right, but Goldenberg, who did the Lincoln Motors, are doing a great project. So I just drove right down the street from one legend on Grand Boulevard to another, and congratulations.
Oh, my God. And they just handed me the real rundown because I have on my rundown Ann Thomas and a special award she was getting from Michigan State. Now I feel bad that she's not getting a special award from Michigan State.
She's getting it. She's getting it in April. It's okay.
Oh, she will get it then. Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
that was our cover story.
Yeah, it worked.
And you obviously didn't do any research, or you would know she's getting it in April.
I wrote to my boss who asked me to be here to surprise her for this award, and I said, "Do you have a press release? Do you have anything at all?" And he just explained part of it. And I went, "Okay, that's fine. That's the way we roll in radio. Here's the other way we roll." We are on the fly changing things around because apparently everyone here knew but me what was happening. And I want you to stay around, and I want to talk to you about you. Enough about me. I love this. I have, this heavy box, a picture of me. It says, presented to Paul W. Smith in deep gratitude for your decades of leadership informing and educating millions of dedicated listeners in and beyond the city of Detroit on issues that touch their lives, and for helping tell the story of Detroit's turnaround, signed Mayor Michael E. Duggan, December 1st, 2025. There's a key to the city. There's a WJR logo. And I have to tell you, there are times when you wonder if anyone noticed over these last 30 years the kind of work that we had to do. I was very aware when I came here there were people saying there was never a reason to listen to or to buy as advertisers WJR now that JP was gone. So I worked 7 days a week, 20 hours a day, emceeing every event that I was asked to emcee, going out on sales calls with the sales department, doing all the things I could to prove that that wasn't the case and that to prove that, in fact, J.P. McCarthy gave us a wonderful foundation on which to build upon. In a moment like this, makes me feel like you've noticed.
I don't know how many charity dinners I was at when you at 9 or 10 o'clock at night are emceeing the program, which everybody loved. And I'm like, what time do you have to get up in the morning? You weren't getting a whole lot of sleep. But it meant so much to people that on their special nights of the year for all of the big charities and all the big events that you were there. What you did has meant a lot to so many people. And I'm glad we could celebrate it before I leave office.
I am so glad, especially coming from you, Mike, because I've known you a long time. I know you're not done, but you're done with this job, and you did a marvelous job as our mayor. and I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And I know how much and how hard you worked to do what you had to do. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're going to spend a little more time with Mike Duggan and talk about him instead of me. But I thank you all, everybody here on the team, led by Steve Finitieri, for pulling off the best ever. And Mike Wheeler, I take back all those things I said to you. Oh, there he is. There he is. I take back when I came in, he said to me, well, I'm not going to go through it because I can't say what I said on the air back to him. God bless you, Mike. That was a good one. You got me and all of you. And again, Mr. Mayor, we really appreciate you being here and doing this. And we're going to speak with Mayor Mike Duggan and this incredible run he has had in this final month before he moves on to what could very well be an even more significant position for the people in the state of Michigan. Stay with us. It's a surprised Paul W. Smith in focus. Well, it is truly an honor to have the mayor of the great city of Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan, who has 1 month, basically, to wrap things up, then put his nose to the grindstone and run for governor of the great state of Michigan. And we will be, in fact, broadcasting at next week's Detroit Economic Club event at the Soundboard inside Motor City Casino, and that was supposed to be, and still will be, our exit interview. That's your goodbye this coming Monday.
It seems like I'm having a lot of goodbyes, but I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, you know, I'm not saying this. I mean, I already got the key to the city. I'm not saying this to butter you up. You know how I feel, that you have done a marvelous job under incredibly, I'll say, impossible circumstances initially to turn this city around. And I know you want to do that with the state. And there's plenty of work to do.
There is. And people have just been fantastic. And, you know, Tony Michaels made me a grand marshal in the Thanksgiving parade. And I said to Sonia, we can't sit on the back of a car and wave at people. So we got out and walked the route and just shaking hands and taking pictures. And people were just wonderful. 3 miles of a special memory there. And really every day, people of the city have just been tremendous. And, you know, I've loved every minute of it.
You have. And we've loved every minute of it. And I'm just glad that you are feeling and getting the thanks that you deserve. Not everyone always does. And especially, sadly, in positions of power like mayors and governors and senators and congressmen and presidents. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough position these days. It's tough to please as many people as you have clearly pleased in your position.
Well, there's two worlds. You know, you look at the media and the social media and the criticism and the attacks. I always continued to meet with residents in the community, and I always knew how the residents felt. There is such a disconnect between the angry chatter on the media and how people feel. But the last Detroit News poll that has me at 84% approval rating.
Wow.
That's the way it feels. But on the other hand, that means 1 out of 6 Detroiters wasn't satisfied with the job I'd done. I thought if I had one more term, I probably could have improved that record. But it was the right time, and Mary Sheffield's going to do a good job. I look at the state of Michigan, and you say, where are we? We're second in the country in unemployment rate. We're near the bottom of the country in third grade reading, and almost the worst in the country at kids under 30 moving out of state. And you say, how long am I going to watch these Republicans and Democrats keep fighting with each other and not solve people's problems and see whether the people of the city are tired of politics as usual and want a different choice? And if they do, they're going to have that third choice of me. And if they're happy with their Republican and Democratic choices, they're going to be able to continue to vote in that way. And we'll see how it plays out this year. But so far, every place I've gone in the state, people are pretty angry at politics as usual.
And rightfully so. The fault is at the feet of the Republicans and the Democrats. It's the problems, the things that they worry about show that they're more concerned about their party than us, we the people. Perfect example is you had so much support from the Democrat Party.
Right.
And in one moment, they switched on you and had all these bad things to say about you merely because you said you weren't going to run as a Democrat. That showed, to me, that explained everything. That showed why you were right to go down the center and not be a Republican or a Democrat. They proved it for you and for the rest of us. And anyone who didn't see that, let me remind you, the Democrats loved Mike Duggan until he said, it'd be like if he had a white shirt on and they loved him and he put a blue shirt on and all of a sudden they don't like him. That's how simple and stupid that was. But it indicated to all of us that what was most important to them was their party. Not getting things done like you do and will, not caring about their constituents as you have.
Well, my wife and I laugh every morning because the Democratic Party hate posts on me every single
day. It's unbelievable.
And they pull up stories from 7 or 8 years ago that have long since been discredited. And I thought, if the Democratic Party would just take one day off and say, Here's our plan for affordable housing. Here's our plan for long-term mental health care. Here's our plan to teach kids how to read. But, of course, they have no plan. They are completely consumed by attacking and beating Republicans. And now I broaden their platform, so they're now also consumed by attacking and beating me. But they just don't get it. The average person wants to know, what are you going to do to solve my problems? And I think the two parties have lost their way. At least that's my feeling.
I think you're absolutely right. It's hard to argue with that, Mr. Mayor. A tough topic for you and me and for many. I know that you and Dr. Sonia were at the Michigan-Ohio State football game.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
If the start of this year, it felt like a 9-3 team. And it ended the year as a 9-3.
Well, we didn't want one of those three to be OSU.
But it would have been good to be more competitive. But next year, Bryce Underwood's a sophomore. A lot of those folks are younger, and I think it's going to be the real measure of this team. And it'll be Sharon's chance to prove what he can do.
Congratulations on this big week for DDOT. Detroit awarded $50 million federal grants for new buses, finalizing the pay raises for mechanics. All very good news, everything that's happening there. Again, more good news coming from Mayor Mike Duggan.
Congratulations on the key to the city, Paul W.
You're very kind, and thank you to your team, including Pamela McLean, for helping make that happen with you, Mr. Mayor. It's impossible to put into words what this means to me.
It was a joy for us.
Thank you, sir. We continue in focus on WJR. Well, now I'm totally confused. I thought we were going right back to the real rundown.
It's a day of surprises.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can take too many more surprises. This one, getting this key to the city, having the mayor come in, I was all ready for this big Ann Thomas award ceremony.
Well,
you guys couldn't have gotten me any better.
We only lie to you for your own benefit.
Well, I appreciate that. So, since we're not going to Eben Brown,
we've got a caller on the line here. Caller, you're on WJR.
Hi, sweetheart. Oh my God, the key to the city. Out of you, and I got so emotional when you received that award. I am now suddenly emotional too. But
this is my wife, Kim, and she obviously knew what was going on, and you did a phenomenal job of keeping a secret.
Throwing you off the scent a little bit, but oh my gosh, I just am so proud of you. You've received so many awards, but I know this one's a really big deal and an extra special honor. You just love the city so much, and not to mention all the contributions you've made to Detroit, and I just wanted to call in and make sure you knew how happy I was for you and how proud I am. And I just love you so much, and this is well-deserved.
I share this award with you, Kimberly, I couldn't have done much of what I've done in the last 15 years without you. And
well, thank you, honey.
though I've been doing as much as I can for over 30 years here in Detroit, it gets harder and harder as you get older and older. But you were always so supportive and always by my side. And you kept me going when I would get down a little bit. And you always have reminded me of how lucky I've been. And I'm very grateful for that, Kim, in
well,
every
thank
way.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's been my honor and pleasure helping you, honestly, with everything that we've gone through. It's been quite the journey, but happy to be here. But listen, before I go, I just want to mention something. Do we have one more minute?
I guess.
Go ahead.
Mike is running the show, literally. Yeah.
Everyone know. Happy Cyber Monday, by the way. You'd be proud of me. I'm doing a good job saving a lot of money.
Okay. Yeah, the more we save, the more broke I'm afraid we'll be. But go ahead.
Oh, God. But as all of your listeners know, you really do love a good deal. Right?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
So I feel compelled to put out a cautionary public service announcement to all the business establishments in Detroit. If their alarm goes off in the night, it just might be Paul W. Smith trying out his key to take care of some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Oh, you mean this key works in all the stores and stuff? Wow.
Well, I'm thinking you could get some gift cards from the London Chop House or Joe Muir's or go shopping at a store.
Wow.
Call, I got big plans.
Paul, make sure your one call from prison is to us tomorrow so we can interview you about it.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Thank you. I'll see you a little later. I love you, love you, love you.
I feel like we're doing Paul W. This Is Your Life because we have another caller who wants to say hi.
Okay.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, my God. Sophie.
Hello.
Did you know about this, too?
Maybe. Congratulations, Dad. I'm so happy for you and proud of you. And you are the sweetest man ever. I knew you were going to cry. So, so sweet, but so well-deserved. And yeah, I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, sweetheart. This is Sophie, of course. Mm-hmm. She's 22. She now lives in New York City, much to my chagrin. But we went and visited her, and we're very proud of her. Do you have her heartbeat anywhere close by? Because my listeners heard this over 22 years ago. And that's when she was still inside her mother. That was her little heartbeat. And I played that on the air because I was so thrilled to have it.
Yep.
My first and only biological child. And when I played it, nurses who were driving into work, probably to Henry Ford and whatever, they all called and said right away they knew what it was. Because some people listened and said, what in the world is that? Well, that was my little Sophie before she was even born. And 22 years later, she has turned out to be anything and everything any father could ever hope for. And I love you. You know I love you. I try to speak to you every day and have tried to speak to you every day since you were born. No matter where I was around the world, and no matter where you were.
It's true. It is true. Love you so, so much, Dad. Thank you. And congrats again.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
And then there's this thing that I always do with Sophie at the end of a conversation or the end of the day, And it may sound bizarre to you, but I've been doing it since she was three. I would say, bye, sweetheart. I love you.
Mwah.
I don't know where it came from, but it's our little thing.
I thought you hugged.
It's our thing.
It is our thing.
I was going to guess you said regards.
No. No, why didn't I think of that? Yeah. I blew that for the last 22 years. All right, sweetheart.
All right.
I love you so much. Talk to
love
you later.
You.
And speaking of daughters who live in New York, we have another call on the line.
Hi, the last well-wisher. Hi, Paul.
There's one after you, but.
Is this Natalie?
Oh, maybe not the last. Yes, it's Natalie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
We
Congrats.
Couldn't be more proud of you working for Real Simple Magazine and living in Brooklyn and working in New York City. God bless you. And so nice of you to call in and to be a part of this surprise celebration. Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. It's amazing how much you've done for Detroit, and we are all so proud of all of your accomplishments, especially earning the key to the city. That is so freaking awesome.
Well, it's so nice. So nice of you to say, sweetheart, and for you to participate in this. And you and your mother and brother coming into my life 15, 16, 17, I don't know how many years ago, has meant the world to me. And again, your mom and I couldn't be more proud of you, Natalie. Natalie Geisinger she went to New York knowing nobody and just working very hard and doing a great job in a now great job with Real Simple Magazine. And both of our daughters went to New York. It's a big deal to go to New York alone without knowing anybody there. It's not easy. And I know because I went to New York alone, and it wasn't easy back in 1985. And it's not gotten any easier. But you're loving it, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm living with my boyfriend, and I've now made many friends and many great connections there. So very happy there. Thank you.
Well, we're very happy with you, with Alex, and Sophie is with Sebastian, and he's from around here. And so they went to New York together, and they're conquering the big city. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Very proud of you, Natalie, and thanks for taking time to call from your busy day. We appreciate that. Love you.
Of course. Love you, too. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. And we have one final well-wisher here we want to get in. Go ahead.
Hello, Dad.
Is this Adam?
Adam.
My sweet boy, who I've been in his life since he was maybe 10 and adopted him. He is my son, and I couldn't be more proud and happier. And he was in New York visiting Sophie. Are you back? Or are you still in New York?
I am just getting ready. I'm just packing up. I couldn't be with Sophie when we called, so I'm calling separately. Well, otherwise, I would be there today as a proud resident of Detroit. I really just wanted to say I'm proud to be your son, to know you on and off the air. It's been an honor. And what you've done for the city means the world to me, Detroit. And it's the key to the city is totally, totally deserved. You have all of our hearts, and you have my heart for sure. And it's just amazing what you have done for the city. I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly, and you are the absolute most positive force that I can imagine for this city.
You're so, very kind. You're very sweet, Adam. I love you, and I'm very proud of you. And I cannot easily describe what you do for a living, but you work for a foreign company, and it's got to do with concerts and software. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, I work for ActivityStream Inc. We provide software to help run music venues and theaters all around the world. And it's a great place to be in the entertainment sector to help venues be their best selves and put on the best events possible.
And I've been to a million concerts, and I never think of software being involved in presenting the whole show. But obviously, it's a very intricate part of a successful presentation, and you're helping those companies around the world do that. And I think it's very cool.
Thank you. Entertainment is in both of our bloods. Well, and
I guess
I'm happy
so.
To be part of it.
I guess so. Well, I know you had a good visit with your sister, and you had some good dinners, which you can certainly get in New York City, that's for sure. But we're happy you're coming home to Detroit, where you belong, where you've lived for a very long time. And I love you, and I really appreciate on a busy day of travel that you've called in to congratulate me. Thank you, Adam. I love you.
Love you, too. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. That's my boy. I got two of them. Two daughters, two boys, two sons. Couldn't be more proud of either one of them the way I am. I am so proud. And what a blessing children are. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in my life, and I just have to be reminded about that from time to time. I'm like a human being. I get up and I get down, and that's Kim is, you know, that's that wind beneath my wings kind of a thing. She is that and more. in my life, and I couldn't be more thankful and proud of her as well. Thank you to my WJR listeners, too. I feel as if I'm saying goodbye right now, but unless they have another surprise for me, I think that I will be continuing to be on the air.
I'm telling you the truth. There are no more surprises today.
Okay, because I don't know that I could take another one. Thank you, Mike, for everything you've done. And Danielle, because you guys obviously were in on this. And wow.
It's been great getting to know your family over the last couple of days. I mean, what wonderful kids you have.
I have a great family.
And Kim did a lot to coordinate this. So a lot of people who love you doing a lot behind the scenes to make this happen.
Well, I hope that I show you all that I love you and appreciate you every day, because I do. We continue in focus on WJR.